Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene. It is your host, Jackie Zook. I am so excited for you to be here and to teach you all about how to become next on scene in your business, and also how people, I interview such amazing entrepreneurs, how they became next on scene in their business. So you can learn some tips and tricks from me and, of course, from my amazing guests. So before I introduce my awesome, inspiring guest today, I always like to open up with a marketing tip of the day and also self-care tip of the day. So marketing tip of the day is all about social media engagement. Today, I really did a whole little YouTube video on the way to really translate an authentic, genuine audience. And I get this question all the time, like when I leave comments, you know, like, what should I say? How do I sound authentic? And the key thing is if you're going to say the same thing to every single person, you're not going to get, you know, really good results. They'll probably heart your post, you know, and this is for any social media platform, not just Instagram, not just Facebook. Like, if somebody puts a post up, they actually want an authentic response. Because if you actually pay attention to what they're writing, the long-term effect of that will actually translate audience back to your channel. That person really paid attention to what I said. Like, that's awesome. Like, don't you appreciate when you're listened and heard? People like the same thing that you want. So give them what they want because you'll get it back in return tenfold. And I usually recommend to do that for 30 minutes a day. So genuine comments are the way to go. So try it out on all your social media platforms for 30 minutes a day. And don't overwhelm yourself. You know, if you could start with one, that's a good step. So that's my marketing tip of the day. For self-care tip, I actually have been, my AC has been out in my house, which has been such an experience. Oh my God, we're like emptying out the water on a regular basis. I think my plumber cousin is finally coming today, which is so exciting. So outside of that, what to do to stay cool, right? I would love some insight on what to do to stay cool. I would say recently what I've been doing is just opening all the windows, and actually a cold wash rag on the back of your neck, freaking game changing. It's all in the details, right? That's really all my podcast was about too today with my amazing guests that I'm going to talk about shortly. But it really is. It's the little details, the little things you can do can make such extravagant changes. So if you are feeling really, really hot, take a washcloth or a paper towel, make it cold and put on the back of your neck and just relax for a little bit. It will lower your temperature. Your whole body will feel more relaxed. So that is my random tip of the day. And please pray for me that by the time you hear this podcast that my AC is back on because it's been a rough couple days. But anyway, so now let's talk about my amazing guest, which also goes to the heat and all relative, but in a really fun way. So my amazing guest today is the amazing Andrea Bernholtz, who is a serial mompreneur, fashion powerhouse behind the eco-conscious Swiminista brand. She is known for co-founding the luxury denim line of Rockin' Republic in 2002. She has helped transform the company into a celebrity favorite and globally recognized name, offering cosmetics, accessories, and clothing. She also became the CEO of Titan Industries, adding high fashion footwear to her resume. Her latest ventures include this amazing eco-friendly swim line. She is doing such incredible things. Like we also said earlier, she is a mom, so she is balancing it all and crushing it. She only launched in January of 2019. So this new brand is something you need in your life. And she, if you listen to this whole podcast, you will totally hear an awesome offer she has to give you guys too. So without further introduction, let me introduce you to the amazing Andrea Bernholtz.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
All right, everybody, I officially have the amazing Andrea Bernholtz on the line. She's an amazing serial mompreneur, a fashion powerhouse behind the eco-conscious Swiminista brand. Hi, Andrea. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So excited to connect with you. You are doing such amazing stuff. As I was telling you even before we started recording, that I just got my bathing suit and I'm obsessed with what you're doing. Plus, you're supporting the environment. So my first question to you is, tell us all about how Swiminista got started.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you.
Of course.
And Shumanisa really got started completely organically. I had a business prior called Rockin' Republic, and we had sold the company, and I had a baby, and just wasn't really, like, nothing really had resonated or clicked really much with me, and to start anything new. And then I was with a bunch of friends, and we were in Mexico, and we were all complaining how our swimsuits never fit us correctly, and we pop out or don't get supported or on and on and on. And they said, hey, you know, Andrea, you know how to make clothes. Why don't you do swimwear? And I was really apprehensive at first because I know it's a really big beast to tame, you know. And I said, no. But then, of course, I started tinkering around and cutting up bathing suits. And then my mind just started, like, getting really excited and getting really into it. Because, I mean, I grew up in Southern California. I live at the, you know, like, I'm a beach baby. And
totally.
Part-time in Hawaii. And so it's always been a bane of my existence of finding a suit that didn't hurt my neck or supported my boobs or, you know, I liken it to the Goldilocks and the Three Bears trying to find the right suit. You know, this one's too big. This one's too small. This one looks like a sports bra. You know, this one doesn't keep my boobs in.
Right.
So I tried to problem solve, and it really came from problem solving. Of like making things adjustable because not all of our bodies are the same, and some days our bodies are different than they were the day before, you know. So I tried to add a lot of adjustability, and nothing binds on your neck. And then, of course, my love for recycling, environment, really pushed me to find really great fabrics and packaging and everything that supports helping the environment.
I mean, you could tell. I can't even tell you, audience, more than enough. The packaging and everything, you could tell everything is very eco-friendly conscious. Like, I love it. Love it all. And the designs are so fun, like, simple, but I love the animal print. And I know that you just launched your new website today, which by the time you'll hear this, it'll be a couple days. But congratulations on that.
I'm drinking champagne at 9 in the morning.
I love it. Well deserved. Very well deserved. So tell us, in comparison to your last website, like, what amenities and things are now available on this website and what's different from the last one?
This website really shows visually more what we're about, and I have a wider variety of styles. You know, I focus so much on supporting the triple Bs in my last collection. And there is a larger community that I discovered of women with smaller breasts, too, that they wanted the adjustability and they wanted some swimanista love. So I have more styles. I have more colors. I did kind of, in a sense, two palettes. One I did really like fuchsia and sapphire, my love of like gems. And then a nude to balance it all out, and then black and gold, because I think black and gold on the skin are so
classic, especially when you're tan
with a little triangle.
Yeah,
my branding,
so cute.
Yeah,
I love it. So tell us too, like, all about, like, how did the title of the name of the company come about?
Well, that was really tricky, because, you know, trying to find something that really resonated to me. And I was thinking, I don't know, what do you like? If you're into fashion and you're like swim, how do I incorporate that? So, you know, kind of taking off the pun of a fashionista and swimwear, I combined it into swimanista. So it's spelled swim, I-N-I-S-T-A.
I love it. I love it. I was even asking, like, how do we pronounce this, Andrea? Like, tell me so that when I interview, like, it flows really fun, like, super fun. Like, it totally resonates. Fashionista, swimanista. So I think it's adorable. So tell me too, like, working for, first of all, Rockin' Republic, what an amazing background you have, by the way. So awesome. Like, totally familiar with that company. So amazing. Now, working from a denim company, even though you guys really did a little bit more than denim, it was mainly denim.
Well, we were most famous for our denim, but we really even launched cosmetics, eyewear, and we did everything in a non-licensed format. So I really delved in and learned everything about the cosmetics, from packaging to formulations, the eyewear, from, you know, molds and components and everything, and shoes. So it gave me a background in everything. It was like an incredible education and an incredible experience.
So cool.
But I interestingly enough, we never did swimwear at Rockin' Republic. And I used to always liken trying on jeans to swimwear, where you have to go into the dressing room and try on so many different pairs of jeans like you have to go in and try on so many different
right
bathing, you know, so it just, it's really interesting that now I'm doing swimwear.
No, it's but so funny. I was with our with, no, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just going to kind of follow up and ask, like, how does it differentiate in terms of the clientele? Like, when you were switching, really, I guess it's industries of fashion, like, was that a hard adjustment?
Well, it's very different. And I do find that the swim industry, the people are so nice and so warm and welcoming. But I do find it kind of, it's like a stronger ladies club, and you kind of have to wait your turn to get in a little more, whereas in fashion, you know, people just grab you really quick, but they'll throw you out really quick.
And right,
I feel like the swim community is really a more strong community, and I feel there's more loyalty and real true friendships in that industry. And it's, you know, it's really like people are like, oh well, you're starting from Rockin' Republic, you have all the connections, blah blah blah. I don't, you know, this is all completely new, these are all different players, the world is a different place. You know, it was a different place even 6 months ago,
right,
where I started Rock. So the whole thing is, it's really starting from scratch. The only difference is the little nuances that we did with our fit to make you look better, you know, a little extra support. Just, I'm taking the same kind of philosophy with when we did Rock and Republic. You know, we tilted the pockets a little bit. We moved the seams forward just slightly so your thighs look thinner. You know,
mm-hmm.
The little nuances that you didn't know why you liked how you looked, but you just know you looked better than any other seam, right? So I took those same types of things, like, you know, getting rid of side boob or making something adjustable or adding, you know, a little hidden underwire, things like that to enhance your body. And like, I do ruching up the butt so it makes your butt look rounder. These little...
The details. It's all in the details. Yeah.
Yeah. All in the details. Yes, exactly.
So interesting. I'm so fascinated by all of that. So tell us, you know, how old is this new amazing company that you have? And what are some goals you have for it?
That's a really good question. No one's really asked me that before. So the company, we're about a year and a half old now. We launched last January, and we had a really good trajectory. You know, we are really focusing on our online business, but really the resort business. I was really fortunate enough to work with the Four Seasons on all the Hawaiian islands and build resort business in the Bahamas and Arizona. So what I loved about building a resort business was it evoked a great memory when you go on holiday. You know, you're like, oh, I got this suit when I was in Maui, you know, at the Four Seasons. It was so great. And it also helped me really track to see what women like, because
right.
I did trunk shows there. So I could really, you know, hear and feel what people say, what they want, women. Mm-hmm. And then also what I loved was I would see women and I would talk to them. And then a couple weeks later, I would see on our order sheets online, people would buy that same bathing suit in a different color. So they find the right suit they love, and then they go on the website, and then they pick different colors there, which I love.
I love that too. That whole concept totally resonates.
It really makes me feel good.
I feel
really successful when I'm like, oh my gosh, she loves it, she wants another color.
Right.
So that's really the goal. When you find something you like and you know you look good in it and it fits great, you want it in every color.
Right.
Every print, every whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very successful to me, you know, when I see that.
I totally agree. And now with this... Yeah, no, I was going to say, well, like your future goals.
What's that?
Like your future goals. So what do you, like, where do you want to see, like, with such an awesome background you have, like with this new company, like where do you see yourself in the next year, being that you're really still pretty new?
Yeah, I'm really in my infancy right now. And it's weird to be in your infancy and coming from such a huge business. Because it's almost like going back to the gym when you haven't worked out in 10 years. You're like, wait, I can, you know, run longer. I can lift more weight. What's wrong? Why can't I do it? It's like you have to build back up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But with Rockin' Republic, the goal, you know, obviously we sold it and built a lot of different categories. And with Swiminista, I'm already building other categories and doing some amazing collaborations that'll come out. They were supposed to come out this resort season, but I don't know with the whole COVID pushing the world back a little bit, if I have to delay that. But I do plan on expanding into categories with kids and caftans, a collaboration that we'll have to tune in next time when I do the launch of that, but a famous French designer. And so I still plan on building it, still plan on going international, but I don't want to get so huge that my life and my health get consumed with it. I have a family now and I have different goals.
Right.
But I would to be able to share with my family or, you know, I want to build a legacy. I want to build something that makes women feel good. And I want to build something that when women think of Feminista, they feel comfortable and they feel confident. Like, your boobs are not going to fall out of anything when we do our fits, you know.
Right.
Because that was a big bone of contention with me. Like, you're falling out or you're slipping. And that's definitely not my goal. But I want people to think of me and be happy. Like, that's my goal, as silly as it may sound.
No, that's a good goal.
And everything else will come later. Like, that's my number one initiative. Because when you wear swimwear, women are, we're basically naked, right?
Mm-hmm. True, very true.
We're basically in our underwear out in front of people. So if there's a way to make me help women feel more comfortable and more confident, I'm so happy. That's my goal.
No, I totally get that. And that definitely resonates 100%. That obviously, I'm assuming, inspires your styles and patterns. So let's talk about that piece of it. That's so interesting to me, how you come up with the designs and all of that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was interesting. My assistant yesterday, we're getting ready to do a big pop-up event this weekend, and you're putting everything together, and she says, how do you even come up with this? I'm like, you work with me, you know. She's like, but like, how do you just, when you think, oh gosh, my boob's popping out, or oh, this thing's too tight, how do you like do it, you know? And I think it's just all the years maybe at Rock Republic of problem solving and just thinking about, okay, how can we do this and make it look cute? And just, I mean, really, it gets down to getting your hands dirty, you know, like,
right,
trying different things. And I don't personally sew or anything. So, I mean, I would seriously pin things, glue things, cut things up, lay them out and put it together and try to relay my message to sewers and sample makers of what I'm looking for. And it's just a lot of trial and error. I mean, I was working on this, gosh, a year, maybe 2 years prior to even bringing it out to the consumer.
Wow. So that's how long.
Yeah.
Wow. That is very cool.
It's very different than denim or even a shoe. I feel like because an eighth of an inch, when you're talking about your top, you know, your boob or your butt, you know, hanging out, it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so interesting. It really is. This goes back to what we were saying earlier. It's all in the details. It really is.
Yeah.
And I love
and
that.
And as far as colors and prints and everything, I really, you know, I don't necessarily have a trend guide I go with. You know, like, I love everything leopard. Like, I'm
same.
A leopard to a fault. You know, so I did leopard. I actually skipped it this collection, but I still, for any new styles, but I reran it in my previous styles, but it is coming back in a bigger way in that collection too. So I go off of things that I like I love rich jewel tones, so I did my sapphire, you know. The pink is like a little homage to my daughter who loves everything pink, so it kind of got me tuning into pink, you know. So it's those types of things. And I have this obsession in the last probably 5 years with gold. So I try to incorporate blacks and golds. And I love how gold looks on the skin in summer and the shimmering. And, you know, when you look at the sand, when the sun is hitting it just right and it just, like, it flickers.
Totally.
So I try to kind of bring that into the swimwear.
Well, you can tell. I mean, you can just tell everything's thought out, very detailed. Like, you're doing all the right things, Andrea. Just saying. It's awesome. It all looks, feels awesome,
really
everything.
That, like, I'm problem solving with my swimwear. And there's an amazing store here in California, Body and Soul in Tarzana. And she has been there, I think, 20-something years. She's amazing. And she lets me just go in there and hang out with women and hear what they have to say and try on my suits, try on other people's suits. What are they like? So I really get, like, real case studies of real women, you know, completely unbiased of what they're looking for, what they like, and I'm trying to give it to them. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I can't be everything to everyone, but when you hear the same kind of complaints over and over and they're not being addressed, and I think, God, why isn't anyone doing anything? It's like, well, I'm going to. I'm doing it.
Right. So true. Well, you are, and you're crushing it. Really. I'm very impressed that it's only, like, a little over, like, you said 2018 or 2019 of January when it launched.
No, it was January of, my God, was it 19? Yeah, 19.
Yeah, so, like, you're, like, just, like, over a year old. It's amazing. Like, so impressive. Yeah, so cool.
Because I've been developing it for so long. I feel like it's been here for so long.
I know.
I guess, like, the world really hasn't seen it.
Well, now the world's seeing it, though. It's so exciting. It's really cool. And also,
yes,
so
I am very, very excited.
Yeah, you should be. And also, like, fun fact that you were a CEO of Titan Industries, which was a high-end fashion footwear company. So you really have tapped into all different areas of fashion, which is so fun. Like, love fashion.
Yeah, no, I'm all about fashion for sure. And it was really interesting because I had known the people over at Titan when they were actually doing, at one point, our shoes at Rock and Republic. We were using their manufacturing team. And then they do a licensing platform of their business. And we never did that. So when the CEO came to me and said he wanted to, you know, kind of just retire and he wanted me to be the CEO, I thought, no, I don't know. I don't know that much about licensing and everything. So I thought, wow, you know what? What a great opportunity. I want to learn about that. Mm-hmm. So I was very, really grateful for that opportunity to dive in there and learn about the licensing and how it works and the celebrity licensing. And it was very interesting. I like to just create, and I don't like to have to get an approval process with somebody else. And, you know, when you do something on your own, you can kind of turn the needle a lot faster than traditional licensing platforms. But I loved the experience.
But I think it was just to set you up for where you are now, right? So that was the key thing.
Yeah, you know, it was really all the pieces. You know, when you look back on things, you realize what kinds of stepping stones or lessons that you take along the way.
So true.
Implement them into new things that you do.
Right. So true.
If your eyes are open, I guess.
Right.
If you're open to it.
No, it's so true. So two things, and then I want to play game time with you. Do you have anything you want to share with my audience today? Are you guys having any? Well, now you have your new website. Do you want to offer them any incentive or anything like that?
Well, that is a fantastic idea. So you know what? If you are listening, people, listen up. I would be happy to offer anyone listening free shipping on their order in the U.S.
Awesome.
And we could offer a code of just at the very bottom in capitals, just free ship. And we can get that going, and then everyone can get their goodies.
That's so nice. Thank you. I'll put that in the blog, too. I do a blog write-up, so I'll put that in the blog, too, which will be live when everybody hears this. So,
great.
That's awesome. Thank you for offering that. And then tell us how they can follow you on social media and your new website, and then we'll play some game time.
Okay. So you can find us at swiminista.com. And again, if you weren't listening before, it's Swim, I-N-I-S-T-A, and on social, it's just, you know, on Instagram, at Swiminista, Facebook, same thing, just Swiminista. It's real, real simple.
Very simple, but to the point.
Complicated, so find us, try us out, share the love, and Once you try us, I know you'll be back.
So true. So much of my audience is very eco-friendly, like conscious. So I think a lot of people are going to love it, which is so exciting.
It's a really important component to me.
I mean, it's literally
down to with technology, just to steer off for one second really quick, the technology now is so amazing that, you know, even the little fanny, the little what you think is plastic liners on the inside of the bottom for cleanliness, those are compostable. Like, mm-hmm. And you would touch them, you would think they're a regular plastic, or even any sort of plastic bag type of thing that I use on in my brand, they're all compostable, with the exception of the water bag that comes with this collection, and it's reusable, and it's meant to be reusable, and I am developing one that is compostable, but this one is designed to just put your wet things in and reuse it.
Still, that's like good enough in itself. Like, that's awesome, because no companies, I don't really know many companies that are doing that at all. So that's awesome.
You know, to be honest, it's a lot more money. Like, my boxes, they're all made from recycled materials, and they're also compostable, and they're probably twice as much. And I know the bottom line is always the dollar, but where I'm coming at, I want to provide the earth and humans the best thing possible.
So right.
If we're making the earth happy and people happy, that's our number one goal right now.
And still look great, which is awesome, right?
Yes.
Definitely. So good.
That look great.
Love it. Okay, so everybody has to follow Swiminista on social media and also check out Andrea's new website, swiminista.com. So, Andrea, let's play some game time. There is no pressure with how fast you have to answer them. This is just a really fun way for all of us to get to know you outside of your awesome career. So, what is your favorite food?
Mexican.
Same here. What is your go-to Mexican meal?
Chili relleno all day long.
Oh my God, sounds so good.
Chili relleno, jalapenos, I could eat that the rest of my life every day.
It sounds amazing and very good. Mexican is always my go-to also, so that sounds incredible. Do you have like a go-to spot you go to for that, or you guys make them?
No, I don't make chili rellenos. That to me is an art form left to the experts. I have a few favorites like in different places. Down in Laguna Beach, I go to La Serena Grill, down Red O. Down in Palm Springs, I always go to La Marisol. And here in L.A., I always go to Casa Vega. Like, I don't even...
No, so you can find them in multiple places. I didn't know if there was, one sacred special place that you got this. That's why I was asking. But good choices.
No, but those are the three places. Like, when I go in Los Angeles, it's Casa Vega. When I'm in Palm Springs... Marisol. My husband golfs a lot, so we're in Palm Springs too a lot.
Love it.
There's a place in Hilo where I spent a lot of time too, and Ruben's has an amazing chili relleno.
Sounds delicious. So good. All right.
I actually was in Ruben's, and a fight had broken out at the restaurant.
And really?
I was sitting at the window, and a fight came, and the manager came and said, "Oh, you can leave. It was right outside the door." And I was eating my chili relleno, and I said, "Can't you just lock the door and leave him outside?" She's like, "Seriously?" I said, "Yeah, I want to eat my chili relleno."
That's when you know it's something you need in your life that you need on a regular basis. That's hysterical.
Like, the police came and everything, and I'm just sitting there eating my chili relleno.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. Well, that's how you know it's a favorite food, for sure. So being that you're in the fashion industry and have been in so many different aspects, if you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life from head to toe, what would it be and why?
Oh, gosh. That is a really difficult question and a very good question, because I dress for my mood all the time. Like, sometimes I'm super tomboy, sometimes I'm super girly, or like real ethereal caftan-y head wrap situation, you know?
What's like the go-to outfit for Andrea? There's got to be one, and you could definitely be creative with like repurposing it, knowing you.
I guess it would have to just be like, I have these leopard kind of lounge pants and like a concert t-shirt.
Cute.
Tied at the waist. That's kind of like, and with the recent COVID thing, I've got quite the array of fun slippers, so.
Sounds adorable.
Crazy slippers too.
Yeah, gotta be comfortable, right? I like that outlook. And plus there's cheetah involved, so that's great. Great choices.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, where is your favorite destination you've traveled to thus far, and what is your next bucket list destination?
Very difficult, and I've been asked that question so many times, and I cannot honestly answer it. I mean, if I have to say really one, it's Hilo, Hawaii, because, like, that's my home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a place, you know, and there's that comfort there, and I have so many friends there. But I also I've been really fortunate to travel all over the world. I've been to Paris countless times, London, and I have dear friends in these places. So I think really it's the friendships that make the places for me so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, I've been to amazing places like the Galapagos and, you know, just all over the world. And I just have a lust for travel all the time, and my next adventure is actually in a few weeks. We're going to the Bahamas.
Love it. That's exciting.
Yeah, so I'm very excited.
That is exciting. And where's one place you've never been that you want to go to?
That would probably be Costa Rica.
Ooh, I get a lot of that. That's a good spot. I keep hearing really good things about Costa Rica.
I know. You know, everyone I know has been to Costa Rica, and I haven't, you know. But, I mean, I've been all over Asia. I've been all over, everywhere. And I've actually been to more countries than I have states.
Really? And that's so interesting.
I was doing a little chart with my daughter the other day, and I thought, oh, my God. Or we look at something, and it's like, oh, yeah, I've seen the Taj Mahal, the Eiffel Tower. Oh, my God, I'm so lucky. I have been to so many amazing, great places, you know. Portugal, and I don't know, just all over. I definitely have the wanderlust for travel.
Yeah, I love that connection back, though, like what you were saying to, it's really, like, also helps with the people that are there that really make it more community and more enjoyable, like, depending on where you're traveling. That's such a good point.
No, it really is. You know, I went to Dubai. I was speaking at a conference there, and I was there for a few days. And one of my dear friends moved there, and it ended up, you know, the conference, if I had just gone for the conference and left, I would have been like, yeah, that's cool. But because my friend was there, and, like, the whole energy was so different, it just made it so incredibly special.
That's so true. Could not agree more with that. I can see that. All right, final question. So if you could spend a day with somebody that you haven't met yet, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Coco Chanel.
Oh, that's a great one.
Because I'm a really, really big, like, Coco Chanel fan in general. Like, I have a stupid, ridiculous collection of her surfboards and, like authentic surfboards. And authentic
she has surfboards, too? You're filling me in on all this cool stuff. Who would have thought?
I had them made. I went to the marina, and I had, like, three surfboards made. It was ridiculous. But, like, for me, the pinnacle, I'll never forget, going to the fashion shows in Paris to see Chanel was, like, I remember I was standing there one day, and I was just in the palace where they do it, and I was just, like, couldn't believe, like, I was like, pinch me. This is, like, such a dream. Years earlier when I was a waitress, I was, like, somewhere, and I saw this woman's handbag, and I said, oh, my God, it's such a beautiful handbag. Who makes that? And she's like, oh, honey, like, it's Chanel. You probably never own one, but it's Chanel. And it's like, I think in my head, I was like, I went over for the Chanel. I got invited to Chanel's apartment in Paris for a tour. I mean, she just
sounds amazing. Was it amazing?
I know that, but she's so innovative. Yeah, oh, God, like, pinch me moments, like, you would not believe. I really am so incredibly, incredibly grateful for those experiences. And I think because she was so strong, and she bucked the system. And, you know, she went from she was an orphan, you know what I mean? And then she had a hat shop, and then she had clothes, and, like, how she overcame what she overcame, and also going through the war and kind of talking. I would love to just know to talk to her about, like, her real position on everything, and really what went down, and how it was to be such a blaze. What is that, a blaze trailer?
Trailblazer.
Trailblazer.
Love that. Yeah.
You know, at that time, and still in couture houses, there's hardly any women. There's really no, you know. And
right.
So I just really admire that she just seemed really, just really tough as nails and still fashionable and really cool.
Oh my God, I need to see a picture of your Chanel surfboards. Andrea, I totally want to see a picture.
Oh, I have. You should see. I took also, I had this vintage Chanel book, right? And the cover was so cool. I made a copy of it. I found a printer and I loved it so much. I made a full, huge copy of it and framed it. And it's massive. And now it's in my new office. And I have got a surfboard on each side and this huge Chanel print behind me. It's somewhere on my Instagram, actually. I think of like home offices or something. And I have a Chanel chair that was made from scarves, and it was like a really. I'm just obsessed. It's an addiction. I'm trying to calm down now, but it's fun.
But that's good, like, because she really created this whole empire and all the things that they've created, you know, like they offer so much: accessories, bags, they do shoes, they do clothes, they do everything, right? Literally.
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, so. And I love the fact that she took materials that were not typically used in making women's dresses, and she made them, and she made them popular, you know what I mean? And she changed the way women wore clothes and how they looked. And I mean, that's such an accomplishment.
Definitely.
You know, I just want to know, like, how did you convince the world to go from bustle to a drop waist, you know, and how do you change the typical little black dress? She invented the little black dress, you know, that was historically
right.
made for funerals, and now it was all of a sudden super chic. So I just think it would be interesting.
That's awesome. Great choice. You are so awesome, Andrea. Thank you so much for coming on today. Seriously. Oh my God. Before we close out, can you please share with my audience? Cause I actually don't think a lot of people know how to add the accents on people's names. So can you share that really fun fact with everyone?
Okay, this is a tutorial. This is if you're not careful, you'll learn something. Basically when you have to have a Mac and, you hold down, let's say the accent over the E, you hold down the key. You hold it on the key, and then you'll see, when you do, a list of different italicized things pop up over the E, different accents. So that's how you add the accent over the E. So just hold down the E, and then boop, you'll see a few different accents and click on it.
I was, like, mind blown by this. I don't know if my audience, like, I'm sure some people know, but for whoever doesn't, like, game-changing thing right there. So thank you for sharing that with me today.
Trust me, when I first learned years ago, I was like, oh, my God.
Like, who knew it was that easy, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. So funny. Well, now, because of you, I will never forget that. So thank you so much. That was really cool.
You're welcome. There's the takeaway from today.
I know. Well, there was plenty to take away, but that one too was just a really fun final added touch. So thank you. So everybody definitely needs to check out Swimminista. Andrea, you are amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today. Get social with Andrea and Swimminista on all social media channels, and check out their new website. So Andrea, thank you again so much for coming on today.
Thank you, and enjoy your suit, and I can't wait for everyone to try and get their free shipping.
Yeah, don't forget. I will put that in the blog, too.
On the website.
For sure. Thank you so much for offering that to everybody.
Thank you so much. Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So fun. Well, everybody, thank you so much again. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.